can help us fight crime. That's the Batman theme, of course. And Batman was called in by Commissioner Gordon using a searchlight into the sky. And in November, Cornwall will invite for its first ever police and crime commissioner. It's being described as the most important police reform in a generation. But there are fears of a low turnout at the elections in November. Eight possible candidates have put their names forward in Devon and Cornwall so far. Labour, Lib Dem and Tory, and five independents. But is the general public in Cornwall engaged in the debate yet? Our political reporter Tamsin Melville has been along to an information day about the election.
So we've got a few freebies with them in a way. We've got some pens, we've got trolley key rings that have got the date on them to try and help people remember.
So you're literally doing anything you can to get people to remember this date, the 15th of November.
Definitely. It's so important that people remember that they can go out and vote on that day.
Emily McCauley works with the Devon and Cornwall Police Authority, which will disappear once a police and crime commissioner is elected in a few months' time. Despite this, she's very keen to get the message across about the importance of the new role.
The Police and Crime Commissioner will be responsible for the strategic leadership of policing, so they will have control over setting the council tax precept, the police element of that. They will be able to hire and indeed fire the Chief Constable. They will be able to take into account what the public want in a very directly accountable way that we don't currently have. So they will take the priorities of the public and say, this is what policing should deliver.
Well, hello, I'm one of the candidates for the Police and Crime Commissioner elections. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Five of the eight potential candidates who've declared they're standing for the role here in Devon and Cornwall so far were at Kingsley Village near Fradden for an information event about the election.
What I want to know about is what Women's Aid are about in Cornwall, and I want to know specifically about what it is, if anything, you want from the police service.
Also there were many agencies who work with the police locally and are anxious to be heard. Demonstrating a rape alarm is Sharon Minty, manager at a sexual assault referral centre in Truro.
Well, it's about sustainability for us, but it's also about raising the profile of sexual assault referral centres. They're relatively a new concept. Sexual assault and rape is such a serious offence.
Funding was also a crucial issue for many others at the event, like